This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. With 19% of Americans saying they will move to Canada if Trump is elected, Parachute by MapQuest is offering the opportunity for one person to win a $10,000 grand prize, along with an abundance of information about life in Canada, to Truxit, the United States, if Trump is elected in November. If Trump doesn't win, Parachute by MapQuest will award a consolation prize of $10,000 to the winner to travel the U.S. and discover all the things that truly make America great. Warren Buffett, one of the richest men in the world, called Trump's debate bluff about whether he's paid taxes by releasing more information than Trump has made available. His 2015 return shows adjusted gross income of $11.5 million, he revealed. His deductions totaled about $5.5 million. About two-thirds of those represented charitable contributions, he said. And he paid, the rest were Mr. Buffett's state income tax payments. His federal income tax for the year was $1.8 million, paying 16% of his reported income. Clinton campaign has concluded that at least two traditionally Republican states, Georgia and Arizona, are realistic targets for her campaign to win. Republican polling agrees that Georgia is, in fact, in play for Clinton. Colin Kaepernick, the NFL 49ers quarterback, who has ignited a protest about racial conditions in the country throughout the season, will once again start a game against Buffalo. Despite his claims, there's evidence that workers logged complaints about false accounts being created at Wells Fargo on their ethics hotline since 2005 without any company action. Glenn Beck, the conservative radio and TV commentator, says that the only ethical and moral choice is to oppose Donald Trump for president, and that he has even debated voting for Hillary Clinton himself. At least nine secretaries of state, including Minnesota, California, Indiana, Oregon, Washington, Pennsylvania, and Maryland, have credited the social network Facebook's voter registration reminder for 4 days in September with boosting signups, in some cases by considerable amounts. Nine other states had significant bumps the day after the notice went up. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.